Through the gray frosty dome, every cold winter's moan, rode this lad full of life and joy. Every day just the same, down the roadway he came, he was known as their own saddle boy. In his youth, free from strife, he was called from this life, from the sorrows of life's highway. He was needed above, at the homestead of love, for the last final round up someday. Now the sad willows wave on a cold, silent grave, where the tall grasses is the only epitaph or the grave of this brave saddle boy. At the schoolhouse on the rise, teacher always watched the skies for the storm clouds that rose like foam. You've a long way, he said, so you'd better go ahead, saddle up, saddle boy, ride for home. He had 10 miles to ride through the dark countryside as the storm all around raged on. Just one creek left across, struck by driftwood boy and horse, swept away by the lightning overhead showed the last sandy bed where the boy and the pony lay. And old boundary rider Troy was the one who found the boy and who took the saddening message home next day. And the old people say of the long nights in May, when the winds through the valley roam, pounding hoofbeats resound through the tall timberlands, it's their own saddle.